everybody. I am Jen Levins, and this is Shit Show Sisterhood. On this podcast, we are going to discuss the epic fucking shit show that life sometimes throws at us and just how we survive it and the steps that we take to rebuild ourselves in the aftermath. Before we get too far down that rabbit hole, though, I just want to do a quick introduction. Like I said, my name is Jennifer Levins. I am a quantum alignment coach and a Reiki master, and I am currently writing a book called Surviving the Shit Show, a badass guide to thriving when your world is fucked up. This book started out as a really personal journey for myself. A few months ago, I experienced a moment that just rocked me to my complete and utter core. I had someone living in my home who was really close to me, and honestly, they moved out and ghosted me while I was at work one night, and it really broke me. After which, I went through a grieving process. You guys, I was so angry. I was so, so very angry. The type of anger where everything inside of you is boiling and you just can't function because all you see around you is rage. I went into this really dark place, and honestly, I was really, really uncomfortable with that. But it was in that place that I truly surrendered for the first time in my life. I am a person who has to be in control of everything, who is a, you know, complete and utter, I'm a planner, I'm a control freak, things have to be a certain way. Even to sit down at my desk and work, my desk has to be a certain way. I'm a very type A person. And not being able to control this situation and, you know, having it happen and not having a plan to deal with it really just, I mean, it fucking broke me. I went really, really dark for a minute, and in that darkness, I truly just surrendered myself, and I was like, okay, you know, God, the universe, what the fuck ever, I can't do this anymore. I cannot continue to be the person who holds everything together when my entire life is falling the fuck apart. So in that moment, you know, I gave myself over to whatever was going to happen. And I made the choice to just let everything go, feel what I was feeling, say whatever I needed to say, and figure out everything else afterwards. I decided that this one time, I was not going to just stuff my emotions down for the benefit of the people around me. I decided that this time I was not going to keep going and just, you know, be the strong one who holds it all together through all the pain, through all the anger. I was letting go. This time I was going to face whatever was coming. I was going to face it head on, and I was going to figure it out as I go. For me, that was kind of huge because I have never, ever been that person who has just completely surrendered and let the universe do whatever it was going to do for me. For those of you that don't know, I have been sharing my healing journey on social media for about 5 years now. 5 years ago, I lost my dad, and it at that point was the hardest thing I'd ever been through. And I made some really heavy changes in my life, and I started sharing those on social media. So I have a decent enough following on there. I had every right and every capability to call this person out. I could have easily destroyed this person, destroyed their reputation, destroyed everything they thought they knew. And I was so angry I wanted to. But you know what? That wouldn't have benefited me. That wouldn't have helped me at all. It would have just made me as shitty of a fucking person as they were. So instead, one night I sat down in the deepest part of this despair that I was feeling. I sat down at my desk and I started to write. I wrote out every tragedy and every injustice that life has served me. You guys, it's a lot. Like, we'll get into it as we go along with these podcast episodes, but it is a lot. I've gone through a lot of shit in my life. I wrote it all down. I wrote down every detail that I could think of. And by the time I came up for air, I had written around 17 pages of stuff. It was so much. And shit I had not even thought about since I was a little kid. Like, everything came up. Well, so when I kind of came up for air, I was like, okay, we are done for the night. It is 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, you have to be up and be functional tomorrow. Like, let it go, sister. Let it go. So I put it away for the night. The next morning, I sat down again and I looked at it through fresh eyes. I came into this knowing nothing but pain and misery and anger, right? So when I looked at that work the next morning, something had shifted. I saw it in a different way. What I actually saw were all these lessons that I learned along the way. In every moment of sadness, every moment of anger, every moment of depression, every moment of joy even, in every moment of all of these things that happened to me, there were lessons. And it didn't matter how awful the situation was. It taught me something, whether it be positive or negative. So some of the lessons were things like, the world isn't safe. Other times it looked like no one's going to save you but you. And then there were the good lessons, things like showing me how strong I can be when someone else is there counting on me for their own strength. That is something that I learned really young. I knew how to be the strong one in the hard times. This ability has really served me during some of those harder moments in my life. But the problem is, in the aftermath of it all, in those like private, quiet moments after all the chaos is done, I'm the person who tends to suffer alone and in silence. I lost my brother when I was 27 years old. He was murdered. It was horrible. And 5 days after he died, my husband left to go to basic training for the military. I spent the entire next 6 months dealing with the fact that my brother had just been murdered, completely and utterly alone, sitting in a house with my 2 kids. No family to call, no friends that I could reach out to. The one friend that I had at that time in my life, I went to her one day and I was bawling my eyes out. And I did not understand. I didn't understand how God could let this happen. I didn't understand how, if there's 7 billion people on this planet, why my brother had to be the one to die. I was broken, I was confused, and I was angry. And I went to this friend, and I threw it all down on the table. Literally, this person, who, by the way, is not my friend anymore, tapped me on the shoulder a couple of times and said, I don't really know how to handle situations like this, but there, you'll be okay. That was fucking it. In that moment, I learned a really hard lesson. That lesson was that you should suffer in silence, which, by the way, is fucking bullshit. We'll do a whole episode on that. But that is what I learned in that moment. But you know what? That morning when I was sitting at my desk and I'm staring at all this stuff on my computer, all of these stories that I'd written the night before, and I'm looking at all of the bullshit that life had thrown at me. I realized that I had been suffering in silence my entire life, and I wasn't willing to do that anymore. I made a promise to myself that this time it would be different. This time, I wasn't going to allow myself to suffer in silence. This time, I was going to put it all out there. This time, I was going to finally heal the wounds that I guarded so closely for so many years. I didn't know at that time that I was throwing myself into this massive fucking healing journey that would take every single thing that I was as a person and turn it on its head. I didn't know that all these memories from childhood were going to come flooding back and that I would be so emotionally spent at times that I couldn't breathe. I didn't know any of that then. Had I known, I don't even know that we'd be here right now. But what has happened through this whole process is that as I'm going through it, I am becoming a stronger, happier, and healthier person. I'm letting go of the bullshit that I've been hanging on to for so long and the bullshit that I've been allowing to affect me for so long. The person that I want to be is a person who not only shows up for those around me, but also shows up for myself. So that's what this podcast is. It's me showing up for myself. And it is my sincerest hope that by me showing up for me, I can also show up for you and be a beacon, I guess, for those of you who are going through that shit show. I want you to know that you're not alone and that you have a sister who can be there with you to go through it. Because what I've discovered is no matter what hard stuff we're going through, there is someone somewhere who has been through something similar. So that's what I'm hoping to create with this, is just a community of women who care about each other, who want to encourage each other, and who want to get through those really hard times in their life. I've wanted to host a podcast for years now. And actually, when I went to go, I revisited an old YouTube page that I've had for years. Honestly, I have all of 12 followers on it. But that I tried to start my first podcast. And so that kind of got me thinking about, like, you know, I let a year and a half pass of something I wanted to do and didn't. Like, and why? You know, fear, fucking fear, whatever. But I wanted to do this a year and a half ago. And so this morning I was sitting there going, okay, you've let a year and a half go and not done this, are you going to a year and a half from now be like, man, I wish I had done it then? So today it's happening. Because why not today? In the past, I've let so many things stand in my way of pursuing goals. As a kid, I used to spend hours and hours writing all of these short stories, and I type them up on our family computer. As an adult, I never did pursue writing professionally. I've written things over the years that just sit on my computer and don't really do anything. It's honestly because I've always let fear stand in my way. Fear of failure, of ridicule, of, you know, imposter syndrome, all those things. But you know what? I'm not afraid anymore. So why not today? Today I'm pursuing my podcasting goals. Am I ready? Absolutely fucking not. I don't have any of the proper equipment. I don't have any clue what I'm doing. But I'm going to do it anyway. Right now, I am currently sitting on the floor of my office. There is this like raging spring snowstorm going on outside. And I am recording this episode on just the voice recorder app on my iPad. And I am praying to God that it's actually recording and doing what it's supposed to do. And that by the time it's all said and done, it might make any sense to anyone. But I'm doing it anyway. We so often in our lives allow fear to guide us. In the end, all that really does is keep us from our goals and our dreams. All we've got to do is start. So today, this is my starting point. I have so many hopes and dreams of what this podcast might become. I am very much a person who has very big goals and dreams. It's the execution part that I struggle with. This is the plan. This is what I'm thinking. This is never going to be the most polished, perfect podcast that you've ever listened to. Honestly, if it was, you guys would probably get this one episode and nothing else. Through my, you know, years of sharing my life on social media, I've really learned what works for me and what doesn't work for me. And I've had to really come to terms with the thought process that done is better than perfect. So a lot of episodes are just going to be that. They're going to be raw, unfiltered, look at, you know, my life in that moment. Along with, you know, lessons that I've learned through past lived experiences. What this podcast is going to be is it's going to be real. I will be sharing real, raw stories from my own life, as well as at some point, I do want to start inviting other women to come and share their stories as well. My hope is not to create a community of professionals. Instead, a community of regular women who have lived through the shit show and they're ready to have their story be heard. With that being said, I am going to add a disclaimer right here. We will be going into some very hard topics at times. Every episode is going to include a trigger warning early on in the episode so that you can decide for yourself if you'd like to continue. If not, it's no big deal. Just scroll on to the next episode. But if you happen to know someone who you feel like could benefit from hearing that episode's content, please feel free to pass that along. Because honestly, that's how we help people heal, is by showing them that they're not alone in their journey. This podcast is part of my healing journey, but I also hope that it inspires others to seek out their own forms of healing. So as we go along, myself and hopefully one day others will be sharing some of the tools and the modalities that have helped us heal. The things that have worked for us may not be the same thing that's going to work for you. That's fine. Take what you need and leave the rest for someone else. I just want you to have ideas and inspiration from many different points of view because you don't know what you don't know, right? You don't know and you can't do the things you were never taught. So I just want to share lots of different viewpoints and lots of different tools with you guys so that you can pick and choose what will work best for you. As we begin this journey together, I will be sharing lots of stories from my own lived experience. To protect those involved, sometimes I might use things like fake names or nicknames to describe certain people. I am doing that to protect people's privacy, honestly, because I try to be a decent fucking human in this world. Some of these people don't deserve to have their privacy protected. Let's just be perfectly honest. I have to think about what my values are and what feels aligned for me. And coming out here and, you know, having others be attacked for their actions doesn't really sit right with me. But I want you guys to have the information, have the stories. So I may use a fake name or a nickname just so that everyone's privacy is protected. I am doing this podcast for me and for you, not for them. They don't get to be the star of my story. I say that to say that if you're someone in my life and you feel like I am sharing a story about you, well, I probably am. Some of the stories that I share might still be really, really raw for me. I may have emotions attached to that time in my life that I am still processing. Healing is a journey. It's not this like linear thing. So if I say something that upsets you, always know that you can come to me and we can have a conversation about that. Just remember that that conversation may not end in the way that you're hoping for. I am done licking people's assholes and being the nice one all the time. So if you don't like what's being said or shared about you on this podcast, please feel free to reach out to me. Just know you may not change my mind. One thing that I've learned in this journey is the validation that comes along with knowing yourself and accepting who you are as a person. I know who I am. I also know what I experienced and what it felt like for me at that time. So if what I share was not your intention at that time or the experience that you had, please feel free to come to me. I always have an open door. Now, in that, I'm not trying to say that I'm going to absolve myself from my part in it. Absolutely not. I am simply sharing my experience from my own perspective. And in that, I am hoping to inspire others to do the same. Speaking our truth is this whole ass form of healing within itself. And it's such an important part of that process. My hope is to not only speak my own truth, but encourage you to come forward and speak your truth as well. I'm getting off on a tangent though. But I just had to kind of get that out there because I know that once I start sharing things, there are going to be, you know, family members or friends or whatever who come out of the woodwork and they're like, well, you said blah, blah, blah about me on your podcast. Well, you know what? That was my lived experience. Sorry. Let's move on. In coming episodes, I will share a bit more about kind of what led me to this podcast. But for now, just know that I'm in a spot where I'm just ready to lay it all bare. I'm ready to have my truth be heard. And I'm really ready to empower you, my listeners, to do the same. Let's get back on track with, you know, the conversation at hand, though. My intentions for this podcast is to drop a new episode each Monday morning. Episodes will drop along with a newsletter with just some, you know, encouraging words for your week. So if you're not signed up for that, please go ahead and do so. I'll put a link in the description box below. Eventually, I want to have them available on Spotify and other podcasting channels, but honestly, I got to figure out how to do all that still. For now, though, these episodes can be found on YouTube. Eventually, I hope to grow this podcast. And to do so, I ask that, you know, if something really resonates with you, then please just share it. And if you hear something that you feel like would benefit someone you know, please just send it to them. I may ask at some point for maybe like reviews of the podcast or whatever. And my intention in that is really just to help grow and to help share. I feel like knowledge is such a powerful medicine, And I really want to share this medicine with as many people as we possibly can so that anyone who's struggling, anyone who's going through that shit show right now, knows that they're not alone. Shared experiences connect us all, and my hope is just to really build a sisterhood of women who can find strength in one another's shared experience. So that's it, you guys. That is the first episode of Shit Show Sisterhood. I'm your host, Jen Levins. I'm a quantum alignment coach and Reiki master healer. I'm also a first-time author, and I just want to share my story with you guys. With that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I hope that you found courage and inspiration in our chat today. And, you know, if you take nothing else from today's episode, I really hope that you're just reminded of the message, why not today? Why not use today as your catalyst to make massive change in your life? Why not use today to tackle the shit show that is your life? Start putting those steps in place to really create a life that you love. I hope that you'll join us next week as we really start to dive into kind of the nitty-gritty of what this podcast is going to be. Be blessed, you guys, and have an amazing day. I will talk to you soon. Always remember, you are enough, you are worthy, and you are so very loved. And you are not alone. I'm here with you. Until next time. Jen.